Hey everyone, welcome to the last episode of Sedaw Against Bao. Today is a very special episode as we will culminate our 16-day campaign to end Bao. Once again, I am Alex, the Secretary of Sedaw Youth MC Chapter. I have with me today my two co-officers of Sedaw, the President of ISOC and the President of Sangguniang.
Hey everyone, it's Sam, the President of Sedaw Youth MC
Hey,
Chapter.
Hey, it's Therese again, the EVP of Sedaw Youth.
Hi, I'm Reese, the president of the Sangguniang ng mga mag-aaral ng Miriam and a Sedaw Youth member.
And it's me, Martina, the president of International Studies Society and a Sedaw Youth member as well.
I'm so glad to have you all here today. Actually, today is Human Rights Day, so our discussion is extremely relevant and timely as we will be talking about an idea that we must never forget. Women's rights are human rights. I know na you all have been hearing this over and over again, but it bears repeating it today on Human Rights Day.
I agree. In fact, it would be even great if we can scream it out loud, diba? Because it's true. The rights of women, the rights that we are fighting for and striving to uphold and protect is included in the bigger and broader framework of human rights. Kaya women are also entitled to everything that is considered as human rights, such as the right to live a life free from violence, slavery, and discrimination, to be educated, to own property, to vote, and to earn a fair and equal wage. Pero you know what's heartbreaking? There are still women and girls who have been denied of these rights, often because of their gender.
That is indeed heartbreaking kasi, as you said, some are being denied their fundamental human rights. Pero if you're denying humans their fundamental human rights, hindi ba you're not, it's like you're treating them as not humans. Grabe. Pero
yes.
I hope, like through this episode, we can underscore the struggles and obstacles faced by women so that you, our listeners, will be motivated to act against the injustices faced by women even after the 16-day campaign. This is a reminder that what we are doing will not end just because the 16-day campaign ends. Our passion to protect women should go beyond these 16 days and should extend even longer until all women have their rights and are no longer being subjected to any form of violence. With that said, did you know that Angelina Grimke, a women's rights advocate, wrote, "I recognize no rights but human rights," noting that a society that didn't give women power or a political voice violated their innate and intrinsic human rights.
Wow, that's really an empowering quote to open today's discussion. And again, I mean, if girls and women can finally assert their rights freely, hindi lang naman natin makikita na mas dadami yung opportunities for women and girls. We will also see significant progress and or changes in our society, di ba? I think there will also be a change in people's mindset or perception, kumbaga, sa capabilities and abilities ng mga kababaihan.
I totally agree. Kasi according to UNESCO, less than 40% of countries provide girls and boys equal access to education. And only 39% of countries have equal proportions of boys and girls enrolled in secondary education. Ang rami pa rin talagang women who have no access to education despite it being considered as a human right. Imagine, our efforts can support all other movements so that all women can have the opportunity to be educated and hindi na lang talaga sila ginagroom as housewives.
Ayun nga, see how unfair it is for women na they don't get to have the same opportunity in different parts of the world. Like, sometimes it's hard for them to have access to education and other opportunities to develop themselves para they can have some advantage and get a fighting chance when it comes to competing for opportunities as other people. They also become less competitive, kaya nahihirapan sila paminsan mag-secure ng job with better positions and higher wages. Kaya we really need to re-emphasize na women also are entitled to human rights.
Yung examples sa sinabi mo, Sam, I think those cases are also what promotes inequality and builds up this structural violence. Kasi naka-ingrain na sa structure ng ibang communities that education should be prioritized for men. It might be crazy to actually hear yung saying na these days, pero actually I've heard people still say na kahit na mag-aral yan, in the end, ikakasalang yun naman yan. kaya sa bahay na lang rin yan. Kaya no need to invest that much on education. Or phrases that go, dapat mag-asawa ka at mag-anak ka, otherwise di mo naman nagampanan ang role mo as women. Diba?
Grabe. Naririnig ko pa rin yan today.
That's so true.
And again, yung minention mga ka, parang it's belittling women just because of them being women. Like, naalala ko na naman yung discussion natin yesterday. Yung na-mention mo, yung typical na sinasabi ng mga tao na, babae ka lang. Parang, they're creating your fate in life for you because you're a woman. And ayun nga, common pa rin yung idea na eventually homebody lang pag woman and her responsibilities won't go beyond the house. Diba some people would say pa nga na once nagkaasawa and nagkapamilya ka na, pwede ka na lang maging stay at home mom. I mean, siguro like, depends din sa situation kasi some women would prefer that. Pero like, in a general sense, di ba?
Yeah.
Ayun nga, yung for a lot of people, may ganun silang mindset towards women.
Oo.
True. And alam niyo yung like, kagaya na nga nang sabi mo, it's situational. Pero kasi there are some cases na yung men, they force women to retire, to resign from their work, even kahit gusto niya pa mag-work. So just so that they can stay at home and take care of the kids. Ayun na lang. Kahit gusto pa ng mga ibang women na mag-work. And the women have no choice but to comply.
Yes.
Diba?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And also yung, to add on to the latter na you mentioned kanina, Kla, both reproductive health and health care are part of women's rights. And women should have autonomy over their body. And should also receive proper health care that will ensure them na they are safe in if they give birth. Also, we all believe naman na dapat women should have free access talaga to menstrual products. Kasi, again, like what I've mentioned, we consider reproductive health nga as a human right.
Yes.
I agree with that.
I cannot agree more, Alex. Sana talaga, all countries should make menstrual products free. Have you heard about New Zealand being able to provide free?
Oh, yun sasabihin ko.
Yeah, free menstrual care.
Where?
And sanitary. Yeah, and sanitary products to schools just about this June, I think.
Oh my
which
God.
Which is absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Dapat sundan talaga ng ibang countries yung example ng New Zealand.
Yeah,
super mahal pa naman ng ano, ang taas kaya ng pink tax, just yung ginagastos ng women on all these necessary products na hindi naman talaga, they have no choice but to buy
it,
diba?
Imagine everyone.
Yeah, that's so true.
Tapos kapag una, hindi ka nagsuot ng napkin, ang gaming sasabihin ng mga tao sa'yo, bakit ganyan? Eh, pero hindi rin nila na-realize ang mahal ng napkin na alam mo yung pag ano, manghinayang ka rin gamitin tatlong beses sa isang araw, pero kailangan mo.
Tsaka naisip ko, paano yung mga poor, no? Like yung mga hindi talaga nila afford nga kumain, tapos kailangan pa nila bumili ng napkin every month.
Yeah.
So, ganun kahirap talaga. Like, dapat free na yan.
Yeah. And I think in sa New Zealand, it's really a great start and not only voicing out claims, no, in the needs of women, but actually doing something for it to be more accessible. And that is definitely a great help for everyone, at least in the country of New Zealand. And another thing then is, some of us are not aware that what we say or the language we use, if expressed it in a wrong way against women, is already an attack on women's rights. Hate speech against women violates their freedom of expression and, most importantly, violates their right to privacy, dignity, non-discrimination, and life free from violence, kagaya nga ng sinabi ni Sam kanina. And this can happen either personally or virtually, you know. Kasama na dito yung hatred against feminists and women's human rights campaigns because it limits the voices of women and that they are forced to be silent about issues they face.
This is devastating kasi women should have the right to express themselves freely without being discriminated against or violated. No woman should live a life where she cannot talk about certain things due to fear of being hated upon.
Yes, and let us also not forget na some women are more vulnerable to violence as a result of social marginalization. So according to the United Nations, nearly 80% of women with a disability are victims of violence. And they're 3 times more likely to experience abuse compared with non-disabled women. Tapos lalo na ngayon na, alam niyo ba na since the outbreak of COVID-19, yung mga reports na parang sinasabi na all types of violence against women and girls, mm-hmm. particularly domestic violence, sobrang nag-intensify siya kasi dahil sa lockdown.
Yeah, yeah.
So parang wala silang choice kundi mag-stay at home. Pero at the same time, anong na-experience nila sa loob ng bahay? So this is heartbreaking talaga kasi there are people who sometimes can't fend for themselves and yet they find themselves in positions where they are experiencing violence.
Totoo. And like yung sinabi mo, Martina, parang dahil dun sa lockdown, naging mas vulnerable and accessible pa sila sa violence ng mga abusers nila.
Totoo.
Tapos imagine, if like, kagaya nga ng pinapag-usapan natin, if you're disabled, ang hirap humingi ng tulong. Yung may nabasa ako na some women are afraid to ask for help kasi sometimes if disabled ka, people will take advantage of you kasi disabled ka na nga. Tapos pag hingi ka ng tulong, ikaw na yung tutulungan. Pag sinexually harassed ka, like hinawakan ka somewhere na hindi ka dapat hinahawakan, sino pa yung magagalit kasi sabihin na ikaw na yung tinutulungan, ikaw pa yung may karapatan magalit. Hindi ba dapat maging thankful ka? So parang mas scary yun for them kasi mas mas prone or vulnerable sila sa violence and they can fight back.
And nakikita to ng mga offenders na parang kailangan pumayag ka kasi may utang na loob ka kasi tinutulungan kita.
Yung idea paminsan ng utang na loob na dahil tinutulungan mo na ako, sige, okay lang yan. Pagbibigyan.
Uh-huh.
Pero it shouldn't be like that kasi ina-abuse ka na eh.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if somebody tolerates that, tapos sabi natin nakita ng ibang tao, pero sabi, ginagawa rin naman niya out of goodwill yan kasi tutulungan niya rin naman. Hindi ba parang mas nanonormalize natin yung idea na if I'm helping you, in return, it's okay for me to do this to you.
Yes. Yeah.
Diba?
Speaking of groups that are more vulnerable to violence, we should take into account din yung migrant women and refugees because they are socially marginalized. Tapos, domestic abuse din actually yung greatest issue na these women face kasi as immigrants, diba, madaming additional barriers for them to report their experiences and to even access certain services. And also kasi, diba, kinakapapa nila yung area. So, this is why migrant women must be empowered to denounce domestic violence and access appropriate support without fear of losing their legal residency status.
Yeah, I agree with you, Alex. And meron ding mga nangyayari sa mga refugee camps. They are also vulnerable to sexual and gender-based violence. Kagaya nga ng sinabi ni Martina na, yun nga, parang, in a way, it's similar to domestic violence sa homes, but this time, it is in refugee camps. And there's nowhere to report these experiences of women in camps because of their status din as refugees. So that's also a question of who will help them. Parang, in a way, ito yung parang mahirap na ma-access sa kanila. And
tapos feeling din nila minsan kasi na wala silang rights, 'di ba, as refugees, parang wala silang legal like stuff, legal status. Kaya yun yung sobrang hirap sa kanila.
Or if like paminsan pag na-abuse na sila, hindi nila alam kung paano i-report kasi baka ibalik lang sila dun sa conflict area na pinanggalingan nila.
Isa
rin yung sa mga kinakatakutan nila and they have to consider that.
But I think this should not be the case kasi even though they are refugees with no legal status, they are still human beings. And of course, they have still rights. And they are still women who deserve and have the right to live a life free from all these insecurities and violence, diba?
Yeah, true. And to add about refugees, armed conflict puts women in a particularly vulnerable situation. And protecting female refugees against sexual and gender-based violence in camps remains a major challenge. Kaya ang hirap kasi these women are put in positions na wala sila paminsan magagawa. Kaya this is against their rights.
So yes, these are only some of the situations that women are experiencing which violates their basic human rights, there is still a need to let the world know that women's rights are human rights. Women's rights should be promoted in public, political, and social life, and also in conflicts and crises.
It's so sad that women are being put in these situations that makes them more prone to violence. And sometimes they are in no position to protect themselves from any of it. Kaya, we need more people to be the voice for them so that their voice can be heard. Not necessarily from them, but from us. Let us be the voice para we can protect them and prevent further violence from happening. Diba?
Yeah, sobrang totoo niyan, Kla. And that is also why campaigns such as this 16-day activism draws particularly attention to the challenges that women still face. And we still need to push for the fulfillment of women's human rights around the world. Because clearly, this is not yet
true. Malayo pa.
Yes.
Sobrang layo
and
pa.
While 16 days of activism alone cannot put an end to gender-based violence, it is a critical platform for raising awareness and demanding action. So, I guess we've reached the end of our discussion today and the last episode in our Sadao Against Vow podcast series. We would like to thank you all for journeying with us in our 16-day campaign to end Vow. We sure hope you gained a clearer perspective about the challenges that women still continue to face and that you are now fully aware of the importance of ending violence against women, knowing na you are now a feminist who stands up for full equality and that you are now ready to speak up, encourage others to stand with you, and take action to end Vow.
Yes, so before we end, I just want to share a quote from Hillary Clinton. And I quote, "To all the little girls who are watching this, never doubt that you are valuable and powerful and deserving of every chance and opportunity in the world to pursue and achieve your own dreams. With that being said, never let anyone stop you from achieving your dream. Never let words of other people hold you down and grab every opportunity you are provided. Because you are a woman, you are powerful, and you certainly can achieve great things."
That's really a wonderful quote, no, from Hillary Clinton. And thank you so much, Martina, for highlighting na you are a woman, that you are powerful. I think that is really a need for us para, you know, to continue to fight and stand up against all the violence against women.
Yes, it's true. That's such an inspiring quote. And this is only the end of our podcast series and our campaign. But our fight toward achieving gender equality and an end to all forms of violence against women are far from being over. Continue this fight as you live your life full of freedom and opportunities while also thinking about other women who still cannot live the life you're living. Take a stand, educate others, speak up, and take action. And that ends our Sadao Against Vow podcast series.
Thank you so much for having us with you in this very last episode of your Sadao series.
Thank you so much.
We are Sadao Youth Miriam College Chapter. Thank you once again for joining us in our podcast. And see you next time.
Bye!